back from work.
Got it. Okay, everyone. Good evening. I would like to call to order the December 17, 2025, Police Civilian Oversight full board meeting to order at 6 p.m. Well, 6:05 p.m. I'm gonna go ahead and do roll call. Okay. Brandis is excused for today. Miss Carlotta.
I'm here, Carlotta Kelmes.
Okay. Devin.
Present.
Okay, Helen.
Here.
Okay, Hope.
Here.
Okay. Katie is also excused for today. Maya, present. Michelle.
Here.
Okay, Rodney,
Here.
Stephanie,
Here.
and Vanessa. Okay, we have quorum. Okay, let's see. Moving into public comments, Chioma, do we have public commenters tonight?
No, we don't have anyone registered for comments.
Okay, we have no public commenters registered to speak tonight. So moving on to the approval of the minutes, can I get a motion to approve the minutes from November 12th, 2025? Okay, Stephanie.
I move approval.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, Devin.
A second.
Okay. Stephanie motion, Devin seconded. Is there any objection to unanimously consenting to the approval of the minutes? Okay, seeing none. That has passed unanimously. Okay, any disclosures and recusals from folks? Okay, perfect. Moving on along. So tonight's items, we have various items here for discussion and consideration. But first item, I would like to formally introduce everyone in the public, in the board, to our new interim independent monitor, Amory Glass. And she is here. She also likes to go by Mika. And I will turn the floor over to her just to say a few words before she goes into her IM report. Okay. So there are some. Mika. And she's been having technical difficulties all day. It's like the when you start off at the new position and then everything never wants to work. Yay! Hey, Mika. Looks like she is
Yeah,
frozen.
her network is still really bad because she's frozen.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll do is I think we can until she's able to get her connection fixed, if someone wants to make a motion to I guess is it reorder the agenda, Mike?
You can, if there's no objection, you can just take things out of order and move on and come back to this.
Okay.
I wonder if it would help if Mika's connection, if she turned off the camera and just tried to talk.
Okay. Okay, we'll figure it out. Is it there any like objection of just moving on to the next item, the board chair updates until Mika gets her connection fixed. Okay, not really seeing it. Okay, we'll go ahead and go to item five on our agenda. So board chair updates. And so I just wanted to start adding this item to our regular board meetings. Because in our executive committee meeting, where I'll give an update for that and the subcommittee updates, there were conversations just about like communication and such. And so I thought that this might be a great idea to kind of add those updates for you all to kind of know as board chair what I've been doing during the month. There's a lot of moving parts all the time. And there is a lot of, I guess, communication that happens that is not necessarily always seen, by everyone. And so, one of the things that I have been scheduling as reoccurring is meeting with the police chief, gardening some rapport, just learning more about what the department is looking to do, ideas, and then also just giving any updates that might be happening with us, and just kind of making sure that there is some kind of understanding as to both parties are kind of working on. I think that, because we are also going to be doing the evaluation for the police chief, I think it is important for us to kind of understand some of the work that they're doing. And so I did meet with Police Chief Patterson this morning, and just got a little more insight as to some of the work that they are working on currently. And I think what we discussed was bringing him in and maybe giving a presentation, a formal presentation to the board, just about the work directly, so that we kind of know again what is going on. And then also discuss like possible relationships with Stephanie and with Devin as the chairs of the two subcommittee groups. So, y'all are able to make sure that you're aligning some of the work that we are doing. And being able to connect directly. So those are some of the things that came from that meeting. And then also too, I sent a message out to everyone just to schedule times to meet individually with everyone. And so that's something that I wanted to do to just make sure that everyone's on the same page, figure out what folks need or support in as we are gearing up for the new year. I'm really, really excited because we're finally getting to a point where it feels as though the work is really moving forward, and I'm excited for it. As far as that, those are all my updates as of right now because we just gave a lot of updates in the last board meeting. But yes, and Mika is with us. Are you still frozen? Yay! Okay. I will conclude my chair updates because I really wanted Mika to come up and for you all to hear from her. And then I think she'll go straight into her independent monitor report. Mika.
Thank you, Chair. So I don't know what was said beforehand. Today has been a day, but hi, everybody. I'm really excited to be on board with you all. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I've had the last almost 2 weeks to meet folks, to have meetings, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in my IM report. And so can I go into that, Chair? Are we good? Okay. I don't know. I'm coming
Yes,
in
go ahead.
blindly. Okay. So I am on my phone. I have been having technical issues all day. And so I will be sharing this document out at a later date, hopefully tomorrow, once IT is able to get everything taken care of on my end. So I'm just going to kind of read through what has happened in almost the last 2 weeks since I started. This report provides an initial update to the police Civilian Oversight Board during my second week serving as interim independent police monitor for the city of Madison. While a comprehensive review of the office and the needs of the board is ongoing, I have already begun to address immediate needs and advancing key priorities. I want to talk a little bit about those priorities. Immediate actions and engagement. I have begun meeting with city staff, city leadership, board leadership. The chair and I have met, and I am scheduling one-to-one meetings with the board members, as well as other leadership and stakeholders and community members. I have also had multiple productive meetings with the chief of police. A primary focus has been the discussion around information and data sharing. The chief and I have confirmed that all data and information requested will be shared in support of the office's oversight responsibilities. I have also initiated a process to secure a case management system to support the complaint intake process, investigations, workflow, case management, as well as document storage, information sharing, reporting, and any confidentiality requirements or concerns. This data system is really important. Right now, the office does not have a case management system in place. We have a tight budget, as you all know, and so we're going to work to make that happen. The complaint, I just want to, and I know we'll talk a little bit about it, but the complaint and review process currently, and in the document I'll share with you, I had Greg, our data analyst that you all know and have worked with for a long time, pull some numbers for me. So what was really important is to dive into a more comprehensive data report with certain data points, with it being that the office has only been taking complaints for the last year. That data and information is really limited in regards to the complaints in our office. We currently have 18 complaints in the backlog, and one complaint has come in since I have come on board. The plan in regards to that is a top priority for me. And so 2 days a week, I'll be just blocking out times to really get through the review process and any investigations if necessary. I also I guess I'll stop there. We're going to get into some things pertaining to mediation and restorative justice and all of those things. A few other things I just wanted to say. At the next meeting, I will share the 90-day plan and how, after I meet with the board members, how we are going to roll out the community engagement process around a couple of things. We need to have town halls around topics, pertaining to criminal justice and public safety, and how these things impact youth, and be very specific about the topics and collaboration with community-based organizations. We also need to have learning sessions where our office and in conjunction with the board host information and learning sessions around police oversight and do that engagement. And then we need to have listening sessions around what the community and the public want to see in their next permanent police monitor, as well as what the process for that will look like. And that right now I'm trying to lay the foundation and get some SOPs in place and policies and practices in place. And then after that, when we get implementation and also get through many of the complaints, get us up to a place that feels, good, We will move forward with the community engagement piece. And I know I've gotten a lot of questions around that. So I'll stop there and I'll share that document when I'm back online fully.
Yes, thank you so much for that update, Mika. And again, welcome. And hopefully, we live in a world of technology. I'm sure it will be expeditiously, but who knows, right? And so, again, thank you for that update. Is there any questions that folks may have for Mika or any comments or thoughts about her update? Okay. I know we'll talk a little bit more about a couple areas later in the agenda. Go ahead, Helen.
Sorry, it always takes me like 8 minutes to unmute and do the hand thing. My name is Helen. I live on the West Side. I'm on the PCOB, and thank you for your report. I just want to introduce myself. Thank you for the report. Yay! We're doing a thing finally. So this is very exciting that a thing happened. So, and for you to be that. So, looking forward to working. Just Mark, this is the first, I've been doing this for a year, and this is the first IM report we've had. So, thank you.
Thank you for saying that. And I'm sorry for the technical issues because I really wanted you all to see it, visualize it, but you'll get it. But thank you for that.
Thank you, Helen. Go ahead, Hope.
Welcome, Mika. I did have a question about how are you identifying stakeholders and organizations that you are reaching out to just how are you identifying them?
Definitely. So, I will say, very involved community members reached out.
Great.
And so, I was going to go to you all as the board and, other, I know that there are multiple people that are really engaged, in the city. And so I have kind of gotten a list from other community engagement staff. But you all are my main priority of kind of getting you are, appointed to represent your community. And so I'll be getting that information from you all. But the community members that I've already met with are those who reached out to me directly. The last week, there's been a lot of meetings. I don't know what the number is, really around city officials, city staff, obviously the chief, the city attorney, all of those folks, kind of that foundation internal. And then once I'm able to have the one-on-ones with you all, as well as step into your subcommittee meetings and all of that, then I'll get those community members scheduled out. So it's really going through you all.
Thank you, Hope, for that question. And Mika, did that answer your question, Hope? Okay, great. Go ahead, Miss Carla.
I agree with Helen. Thank you for the thing. Also, too, Mika, could you give me an idea on how your community engagement strategies might align or differ from what the community engagement people committee members have already been doing?
So I think that, thank you for the question. I think I need to meet with the committee members in regards to what has already been doing, what's been working, what's not working. I will say that the framework, and I tread lightly just because I want to, when it comes to community engagement, I want to always make sure that you all are leading that piece. With the flexible framework, I think the biggest thing is me being able, when we're talking about kind of the most vulnerable or those impacted, I think as I'm trying to really look at these data points, some of this is being able to identify where we're seeing the highest amount of complaints come out of. And so you'll kind of see in the chart the six districts, For example, the West District, I'm not going to leave them out, but they have zero complaints as of right now. They're the only district with zero complaints, right? And so I think as I talk to you all, is really incorporating what we're seeing in our office with what you guys know your community needs. And that's kind of how we'll roll things out if you all agree with that.
Ms. Carlotta, did that answer your question? Okay, great. That answered her question. Any other questions or comments that folks have for Mika before we go into subcommittee updates? Okay, looks like none, and we'll look forward to the document, Mika. Okay, moving on to subcommittee updates. Let's start with the executive subcommittee. We met on December 3rd, and we got an update for the Office of the Independent Monitor. Mika had not started yet, so pretty much Aaron and I, well, Aaron was not there. I gave the updates, but the office has been working on, mentioned by Mika, about the SOPs, about the development. And so we went through the list of SOPs that Chioma and Aaron had started, or sorry, that Chioma started, and Aaron kind of also added a few, and then Greg also added a couple. And so essentially, really making sure that there are SOPs for the office, and how that relates. And then also we had a preliminary conversation about the attorney list that we have all been discussing for a while now, and the possibilities to meet those attorneys in a board meeting, in the next executive board meeting or full board meeting in January, in person. And then we also discussed the updates to the complaint investigation processes. And we'll talk about that a little later too, as well. And our relationship and work with the OIR. And we entered into an agreement with them to kind of help us with our complaints and investigations. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then also the records and storage and confidentiality update. The office started working on a procedure for data storage as it relates to the data that we get from the police department, and other data that needs to be stored. And so again, we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And then we got the subcommittee updates, as well as just discussing what onboarding would look like for Mika. And then we had a preliminary discussion about the annual report. The annual report, based off of the ordinance, I had thought was due by the end of the year, but it does not give. I read the ordinance a couple more times, and it does not give a specific date in which the Police Civilian Oversight Board's annual report would need to be submitted. It just says that we just need to submit an annual report. So with that, we just had a very quick conversation about like when we would like to do that and have that annual report submitted. And we just came up with the idea of just doing it reoccurring when the annual report for the Office of an Independent Monitor is also due, which is March 15th of each year. And so we decided that we'll move forward that way and start working on, completing that by that date. We did ask, I put it out there to ask if anybody would like to join me in doing that annual report. And the subcommittee members, no one volunteered. However, I wanted to open it up to the full board, and also if anyone is interested in assisting with the annual report with me, you can let me know. You can send me a text, or you can send me a text, or raise your hand, or send an email. And then I'll get to you guys in a second. And then we again talked about communication between the Police Living Oversight Board, like the full board, what it looks like with communication with the office, the community, press, between subcommittees, and really trying to focus on the best way to get communications so that everyone knows what is happening. And that by having a better communication loophole, or sorry, not loophole, loop, we are able to make better decisions as well. And so that was something that was definitely elevated and was needed. So we had a preliminary conversation about what that might look like. And then we had a reoccurring future agenda topic items. And again, you'll see that on this agenda, we're going to add that, or I'm going to add that to every agenda for the exec committee and for the full board, just in case there are any things that folks have any specific interest in, as we are crafting the agenda and the work and the scope. Okay, Ms. Carlotta.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so the dates in question for the annual report, are you, we're assuming that it would be like January the 1st through December the 31st
So the
to be
annual.
completed, to be completed by March 15th?
Yes. And
Okay.
so essentially it would be for 2025, and then we would work on it January, and then it should be submitted a final version March 15th.
Thank you.
Yep. And part of the reasoning was that, if we were to try to complete the report by December 31st, we still miss like pretty much December. And there's a possibility that there might be very important work that happens in December, which that is exactly what's happening right now. So we didn't want to miss out on that work as well. So yes. Okay, awesome. And again, like I said, hit me up, let me know if you want to assist with the compiling and writing of the annual report with me. Okay. So that concludes my parts of the executive subcommittee. Updates, are there any other questions? Okay. If Stephanie, if you want to give an update for you.
Yep. Hi. And welcome, Mika. Really happy to see you here, and thank you for joining us. So I'm the chair of the External Policy and Procedure Subcommittee working on like policing policy and procedure. We need to find a new meeting time to start back up in January with a monthly meeting. And so what we have done, so I think that you've already heard this, Mika, but we were in transition before the staff transition. So a lot of our board is new. And then we also shifted subcommittees a bit. And so I became a newer committee chair a few months ago, and we've had this transition. So we're working on getting a lot of fundamentals set up. But we did, we went over the Madison Police Department strategic plan and how it relates to the 177 plus recommendations that have been made for the police department, and established or sort of saw a few priority areas. One being both standard operating procedure and training for officers so people get a more uniform experience when officers respond. And then mental health crisis response and use of force are always our big ones. And we've been just looking at our responsibilities. We need to prepare a police chief reform performance review. So we've just been looking at some of the deadlines coming up and thinking through how to make our timeline and work plan, which will be on our next agenda. But I met with Maya the other day, and we were talking about connecting with the PFC about what they do for their police chief evaluation and working on complementing that. And then same, Devin and I, as subcommittee chairs, will both be helping with and the annual report for our subcommittee, but looking at those deadlines and how to complement the other work that's being done with other people. And it's on all the agendas, but that's been a key question and concern for the whole time that I've been a new board member is how we develop a good communication and workflow between all the different parties. So I'm really happy to work with you on that. And oh yeah, also I think the last thing to share is Maya's created some document folders that we're going to be pulling together old documents and new, and inviting Michelle, who was the last chair of this subcommittee, to our next meeting so we can get oriented with whatever work was in progress and be sure we don't lose track of anything that was done previously. And that's all I know. We were meeting the second week of the month, and maybe we'll stick with that and switch the day.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie, for that update. Any questions for Stephanie? Okay, seeing none. Go ahead, Devin, for the community engagement.
So the Community Engagement Subcommittee will be meeting January 28th. So I'll be sending the agenda over to the office shortly. We meet the 4th of the month, and unfortunately, November that was Thanksgiving, and December that's Christmas Eve. So it's kind of been a kind of a delay with us. So we apologize, community. We apologize, board. But it's just the way it's been rolling. But are excited to have that meeting. And then in the meantime, I've been reaching out to folks in the community to get the ball started for 2026 so we can have some, co-hosted community listening sessions. And for me as the chair, I think it's very important for our first community listening session of the year to be co-hosted with you, Mika. I think it would be very important to have a space where the community can have a have the time and space to be able to ask questions, have and you to be able to answer that, just because they weren't really involved in the process of choosing you. And I just feel like this will be a nice it'll be a nice space for them to be able to ask anything. So I'm looking forward to working with you to make sure we can get that accomplished. And thank you, Mika, for joining us. We're happy to have you. And just for me as the chair of the Community Engagement Subcommittee, I just strive for that constant feedback loop between the community so that we can hear their concerns, and then I can take that back to the board, and we as a board can make decisions, make policy recommendations, do something, and then we can then communicate that back out to the community when we're hosting these town halls, these community listening sessions. So happy to have you.
I'm going to speak. Thank you so much. And we're on the same page in regards to community engagement. I am excited about co-hosting the first of next year with you all. So let's do it. I'm excited.
Thank you, Devin. Thank you, Mika. Is there any questions for Devin in terms of the community engagement subcommittee?
I actually have a question. Do I send the agenda now to Mika officially?
Yes. Yes, you will send it to Chioma and CC and Mika. Yeah.
Just wanted to ask. I used to send it to Rob, that's all I wanted to ask.
Love it.
I read everything though, so I will get it, trust me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you both for your subcommittee updates. If there's no other questions, and welcome, Vanessa. If there are no other questions, we can go ahead and move on to the investigation process updates. And so, Mika, do you want to go ahead and start, or do you want me to like go ahead and start? Okay.
You can start to kind of give context, and I can add in.
Okay. Awesome. And so, as you all know, so we've already been taking complaints, and it was brought to our attention that there was a place where we had not necessarily approved the process and intake process, like the intake pro well the investigation process, like the complete one, and there were questions that needed to be had. And so prior to Mika starting, we had had a discussion about maybe asking the OIR group to help us and assist us in kind of looking at our processes, look at the current investigations and complaints that we have on file, and kind of helping us kind of work through that to get a very good basis for and foundation for Mika when she started, to kind of like be able to hit the ball running. And so that relationship has started, and that work has also started with the OIR group. And so I will go ahead, and that's just some of the process, historical knowledge around it really quick. And I'll go ahead and pass it over to Mika to give just a further update about where we're at right now currently with the investigation process and the work that's being done.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So, OIR and I have had multiple meetings, and so essentially, I'm going to go ahead and be categorizing and putting these cases into categorization. The OIR is going to really focus on, I did start to review our current complaint and investigation process. There are tweaks and modifications that need to be made. They are reviewing that with some of the suggestions provided and going to submit a draft back over. And then I'm going to review that, probably tweak it some more, knowing me. And then we will get that final draft over to you all. So it is in the process. I just want to make sure anything coming out of the office that kind of took place during that transition period. I am, building relationships, getting to know folks, but I wanted to make sure that anything that's coming out of the office, I've reviewed it thoroughly and made the modifications that are necessary and needed before it comes to you all for any finalization. So it is in process. There's several things. I know you're going to hear that a lot tonight, is that this is in process. The last week and a half has felt like being here a month and a half, which is great because things are moving forward. But I just, yeah, so you'll hear process, process, process. But by the next meeting, there'll be a lot for you all to review and kind of get through. I hope I covered everything. If there's anything, okay.
I'm just looking at my notes real quick. Everything was covered. Thank you so much. Any questions for Mika in regards, or for me in regards to the investigation process updates? Devin, go ahead.
I have a question, Mika. So you stated you're creating like kind of a case management, which I think is a good idea because, so my question is, are you going to use that also to like analyze from the complaints we have? Like, for instance, you might see like we could have like 20 complaints, and out of those complaints, 18 of them are excessive force. So then we know that we need to look into that. So I was just curious of with that case management thing that you're going to do, are you going to do like some data analysis to, then further give recommendations or, policy updates?
Yeah, thank you, Devin, for the question. So definitely. So I'm not creating the system, but we're trying to acquire the system. And there's a lot of moving pieces with that, with the city stuff and IT. But within the case management system, so Greg and I have kind of agreed on a system that we believe will work, particularly our office is very small, and our structure, we wanted a system that meets the structural needs. But with that, It allows for the data sharing, it allows for the information sharing, it allows for, the downloads of recordings, audio, all of the things can be housed in the case management system and easy access for myself and any investigations that's taking place, as well as it produces data reports, as well as helps our data analysts with being able to pull data and information. I really wanted to show you all the graph tonight just to give you an example of the type of real-time data that's going to take place. Greg is doing some historic deep dives in certain things and obviously looking at trends and racial disparities and all of those things. And we're going to do the same thing, but more so in regards to the types of complaints that we're getting in our office, be able to compare that to what internal affairs is getting, the demographics of those complaints, ages. We want to be able to say who is where we're seeing trends, and who is the most impacted. And so all of those things, that data system will help get us through that. With that being said, that is not in place currently. And so we still have 19 cases that I will have to manually review, categorize, and then kind of take it from there. And so I hope that answers your question. So for now, the 19 cases will all be manual. But when we get to that case management system from intake, once intake happens, everything will be done within that system. And then we can produce reports. Yes.
Does that answer your question, Devin?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Stephanie.
I was just wondering, or yeah, I was wondering if you had had a chance to reach out to the people who have made complaints and was just bringing it up because people, we were hearing concerns for people during the, in between time or just people that hadn't heard anything and were feeling anxious having filed complaints. So I just wanted to mention that and that's all.
Yes, if you were to look at my calendar for tomorrow, I have blacked out the whole day. So if people see an opening, they're fitting things in that those openings. So I've had to black out a whole day so I can just make the complainants a priority to let them know that we're now starting the review process, kind of be able to give some timelines, but none of that has taken place just yet. Everything has been really just me onboarding. But that is a priority. And so I agree wholeheartedly with you. They just need to know what's going on, and throughout the process. Greg has really been doing a good job of doing those intakes, and keeping in communication with some. And so he and I have spoken kind of wanting to make sure that they're in communication with and know that things are moving forward. So thank you for the question.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. I know it feels like we've had Mika like for a month. It's only been 2 weeks. Barely even 2 weeks. Well, yeah, barely 2 weeks. Okay. Any other questions about the investigation process and its updates and where we're at? Okay, and we'll try to make sure to give as many status updates as we can along the way that so folks are aware of how things are kind of moving and progressing along. But if you do have any other questions, y'all just make sure you can always like ask later. The next item is to approve the attorney list for meet and greet. As you all know, previously there was an attorney list. The executive committee had talked to the previous independent monitor about this list and had came up with questions. So thank you to the folks that worked on those questions, Vanessa and such, from the exec committee. that we wanted to ask those attorneys that has submitted their names into the pool. And so just so the public, as a reminder for the public, on our website, I'll start with the ordinance. In our ordinance, we are tasked with, as an office and board, to have a pool of attorneys for folks to access if they need, say we finish our complaint or we finish the investigation around the complaint and we give our findings and say that person needs like legal representation. We have a pool of attorneys that they can pull from. And then per also our ordinance, we have a fund where folks may have access to some of those funds to help pay for attorney fees and such. Or I would say not attorney fees, legal fees. And so with that, we on our website or on the police or actually the OIM's website, there is a apply to be an attorney within our pool. And so essentially that is what when we say the attorney list, that is what the attorney list is. And there was a grouping that we were hopefully looking to have a meet and greet with so that we also, as a board, know who our community will be working with. And it's not just, anyone can apply. And then, we just want to make sure that we have some kind of relationship and rapport as well. So moving forward, we're to meet and have not been able to do so. But we wanted to make sure that we brought it up because we thought that today we would be able to approve that attorney list for meet and greet. However, based off of conversations this week and relooking at the attorney list and kind of going through those who applied, currently we have a list of just a few folks that we have within the pool. And so Mika will be reaching out to those individuals just to confirm their interest because there has been so much transition. And I'm sure that there hasn't been, I know that there hasn't been a lot of communication back to them. So she will be working with, she will be reaching out to them, just confirming their interests and answer any questions. And then from there, we can move forward with the approval of the list as well as any meet and greet that needs to happen. Mika, did I touch on each of those points?
Definitely. And the only thing I'll add is I think that we should also do some solicitation to deepen that pool of lawyers, but that you hit everything on the head.
Okay, thank you so much. Chioma, I saw that you just raised your hand. Oh, do I have the old agenda up?
Yeah, I was just going to say for I don't know what the English word is, but we changed the agenda in light of all
Oh
the
no.
discussions about
That's what I
not
thought.
having the list ready and not having something to approve.
Sorry.
My apologies. It seems like I didn't change what I actually sent board members, but I did change the agenda
Okay.
online. So what the public has the correct thing, which is just to discuss
Okay.
The list, both for the mediator on call list and the solicitors list, which is agendas eight, items 8 and 9. So I just wanted to like be clear so that it doesn't look
Okay.
like we're working off of two different agendas. My bad,
Thank
and
you.
my apologies to the board. I didn't send the updated agenda to you guys, but yeah, it does say discuss for items 8 and 9 and not approve.
Okay, thank you so much for that clarification. And my bad for I had the old one. I tried to prepare all this stuff before the meeting. And I had it in my and I did forget actually that we had updated that. So yes, that is the discussion around the attorney list and meet and greet. So thank you, Chiamma, for clarifying that for the public. Is there any questions in regards to item eight around the discussion of the attorney list? Okay, thank you so much. Moving on to item nine, the discussion around the mediator on-call list. Go ahead, Mika, you could take that one.
We're laughing because process. I told you guys you're going to hear the process all night long. So I wanted to take this opportunity. I know that you all were looking forward to kind of looking at a mediator list, but there is currently no list. And that's okay because I think we need to pause and really discuss mediation versus restorative justice and what is appropriate when and at what part of the process these two would be appropriate, what types of complaints. And so I really I think if folks are interested, I can do like a really deep dive into RJ and into mediation. I would say that mediation is normally done for cases that are really low level and or situations where we as a community see that there is an issue, but it may not warrant or be against policy. So it might be that police in their policy and training, they operated within the policy, within their rights. But we know that that policy would need to change, or from what is assessed in that review or in that investigation, we recognize that harm was done. And so it's more so a matter of miscommunication, disrespect, misunderstandings, those types of things within the mediation. Restorative justice is more so focused on accountability, right? When harm is done. And that would take place, neither one would replace reviewing or investigation. But once we identified what type of case that is, mediation, both parties would be agreeing to it because it's voluntary. And then restorative justice, that would be where, and we would have to really work through what would be eligible for that. But that would be where we're looking at those. I don't want to say medium level cases to extreme cases, depending on comfort and being trauma informed and what the complainant has experienced, and if they want to go through that process to achieve some type of justice and accountability. And so I say all that to say, and I did a really quick overview of that, but I say all that to say is that I really want to get down what can be used when and why, and make that difference and really lay out at what part of the process would these two things be introduced, and be able to provide those examples. Another thing is, I obviously have done mediations and been a RJ facilitator for a while. And I will say that one of the hardest RJ facilitations to do because of the power dynamic is law enforcement RJ. And so it has to be somebody really specialized in that area that can do that delicate work for both the mediation and or RJ. Two different folks, but they need to have a particular type of skill set. There's mediators that are specific for marriage and family stuff. There's mediators specific to business stuff. And so we need a mediator specific to police, accountability and oversight, as well as RJ facilitator specific to those. So that is another thing that is in the process that I'm working on that I will produce to you all as soon as possible.
Thank you, Mika, for that update. Any questions that folks may have? Okay. I guess the only thing I would say about that is that I know that we had, Mika and I had just preliminary conversations about also making sure that there was a process for that to kind of also live. So that, we create, as we're creating some of these lists and creating some of these products that essentially there is like a way that we are also working through them and making sure that there are processes and procedures put in place for those two. So there's a lot that is going on, and I'm really grateful for Mika jumping in and pulling up her sleeves like really fast and being able to do that, especially all while onboarding, all while having technical difficulties. So I appreciate it. Moving on to 10, item 10, communication needs and roles for the Police Civilian Oversight Board. As I mentioned earlier, and Stephanie also alluded to this too, the executive subcommittee discussed preliminarily around like communication needs, but we wanted to make sure that we brought it to the full board to allow the full board to also partake in this conversation. And so I guess I wanted to just open it up first to the board on if there are specific needs that you feel that are really important for you as a board member, any communication that is needed for you to feel like you can fully show up in your role, and/or just things that you have ideas for some of us that have been on the board now for more than a year, what that might look like, or any ideas that y'all might have just from previous work. And so, really trying to pin down some like processes to that word again. That allows us to just do our work a lot better and more efficiently, and making sure that folks have what they need to show up completely. So, opening it up to any folks that may have any requests, and I'll bring it back and we can kind of discuss it at the exec committee on how we might best address it and solutions to it. Go ahead, Devin.
I said this at the executive subcommittee, but just wanted to say it here for folks that didn't have a chance to be there or watch it. But I said that I think a thing that is important to me is getting a bi-weekly update from the independent monitor, because I thought that, waiting for our monthly board meeting might be too late, and there could be important things that we were working on collectively together, or so it might be better to get that sooner. So that was one thing that I know I mentioned during the executive subcommittee. So I just wanted to bring that out there to the board.
Any other comments? Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I was struggling to raise my hand. I would echo Devin. I think that sounds like really good. Just communication in general is something that I crave. And not trying to like point fingers or anything. I think it would be beneficial to see reports in advance of a meeting, kind of echoing Devin on this front. I just feel like for me personally, my eyes glaze over if I see a report for the first time during a meeting. So just having the chance to just process and digest it before we're actually, in the meeting live. That's the short version, but just again, just communication in general is something that I've been craving.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate that. And I know that's something that I also would like to make sure that we do, even with our agendas, making sure that some of if there's a packet, like with any documents or anything, that we can get that out before ahead of the meeting. So I appreciate you lifting that up. And it was an area of growth, I think, even for me as chair to kind of work through that. And I foresee that happening in the future now that we have someone who is here to also help and assist with that. So thank you, Rodney, for lifting that. Go ahead, Helen.
Yeah, thank you. Also the scheduling of meetings. I'm not sure if the meetings that we scheduled were just for 2025 and we're redoing the schedule for 2026, if we're keeping things the same or not. But I'd like to get those on my calendar as soon as possible, so that I know how to plan for my year accordingly because I'm on other committees, and there was a lot of scheduling problems when I when I joined the board, that affected other things, and so I definitely want to make sure that I'm able to prioritize because I know when we're meeting, so that would be really helpful moving into 2026.
Thank you so much, Helen, for stating that. Any other comments or any communication needs that folks feel like they need? Okay. I know we're just having kind of just a quick kind of like discussion around that piece of the item. But again, if there are things that come up for folks, like please make sure you just reach out and let us know. And what we'll do is we'll bring that back to the executive subcommittee and kind of moving into like what the committee, like what the roles are for the PCOB and folks understanding again what those roles and responsibilities are. So we have the governance based off of our ordinance of specific duties for the board and then also for the executive committee. However, based off of our conversations that we worked with, that we worked with ABBA from the Mosaic organization, we had came up together with, I guess, a more succinct way of like how we kind of relate the roles of like each committee and some of that work. And the executive subcommittee is really focused on the internal processes and oversight of the independent monitors, oversight of the Office of the Independent Monitor. And so that's why we'll bring back the communication needs to the subcommittee to kind of work on what processes we can put in place to work on those items that folks have expressed. And so hopefully that sounds like a plan. I think 2026 is going to be a great year for us. I think we're definitely getting the work moving along, and I really appreciate you all's involvement all 2025 to get to this place. And so I'm looking forward to moving things along. Any other comments or questions around the communication needs and roles for PCOB? Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, I almost forgot this part. I would really like a refresher on what we do and don't do by our official email, text, all that, the open record stuff, where things should live, how a concern gets raised. I know that that's another thing that's come up. And then other than that, I've been asking for this a lot, and I feel like fundamentally, Mika, you're getting here and helping to put all of these structures in the place is really going to help with it. So I appreciate that.
And so just so board members, just as a reminder, we do have a folder that just has like PDFs, just things like trainings, the slideshows from the trainings that we've had in 2025. So that public is where it's just the ones that you can go and watch our meetings. It isn't any documents that isn't available to the public. So it's just a place for board members to access that information more readily and quicker. And so maybe we can work with Mike and the attorney's office on if there are any updates that needed to be had, or maybe a refresher around those things, Stephanie. I know that the elections for alders come up in April, and I know that there will be trainings for if there are any new alders. And so maybe we can figure out a way to kind of also schedule that around that time as well, if that's all right. But we can work on that, trying to do that, because I think it's always good to always have those refreshers and those reminders of so that we are making sure that we are doing things with fidelity and integrity. But I will just say that based off of like our conversations, just so also as a refresher, just really quick, based off of our conversations, just because I found my notes around it, is that the duties just in general, based off of the ordinance, just bulleted out as appoint and supervise independent monitor, evaluate effectiveness of the monitor's office, conduct annual review and of the police chief, conduct community outreach, make policy recommendations, the annual public report for the board, issue any subpoenas that may need to be had. And then, based off of our conversations, what ABBA, we discussed where the exec committee's work would be is overall just PCOB coordination. So, really around that communication, agenda setting, PCOB procedures and governance. And so, we have, like, for instance, the previous policy procedure did, attendance policies and things like that. Conduct the chief performance review. Was given to the executive committee, and then supervision of the independent monitor as well as the annual report. Then we also delegated for the community engagement, the listening sessions to the broader community, visibility of the PCOB, and then also in collaboration with the Office of the Independent Monitor, supporting connection back to the community partners. That can include reporting, outreach, education, toolkits for partner organizations and future recruitment, and then also presenting the PCOB reports for community feedback. So taking what we work on and making sure that there's some community engagement around those things. And then the External Policy and Procedure Committee was tasked with developing the NPD's policy and procedure recommendations. And so to the point that Stephanie mentioned, just one second, Eli, sorry. So apologize. My computer just said 2%. And then also working on any data analysis that may need to be had, either for the annual report or just in general, just more specific to the board. And then also doing any public reporting that may need to also be had, and then developing the chief performance review process. And so those are the items that, based off our conversations earlier this year, we kind of tasked each group with doing. And so just as the reminder for that, as it relates to our roles, and then, thinking about our communication needs individually to show up, but then also what is needed kind of for all these different feedback loops, including the community and when information is disseminated to them. And so, any last questions, I guess, about that now that I had found my notes? Okay. Seeing none, moving on to the last agenda topic item. As I mentioned, moving forward, I will continue to have future agenda topic items as an item, just so folks can, if there are any thoughts that folks may have of like what they would like to, put on the agenda, because creating the agenda, many times alone or trying to do it in collaboration with all the things transitioning, I will say has been not necessarily difficult, but I always want to make sure that the things that we are discussing and the things that are being brought up are not just the things that we know we need to get done, but that they are also things that folks are actually further interested in as it relates to the work that we are doing. So if there are any items that folks feel inclined to offer as possible future agenda topics, please let me know, either like right now if someone has an idea. And or later you can send me like an email and just after you thought it over. And this will just be a running topic every single month and in our executive committee. So and then in the future I'll start making sure that that list just gets added to the agenda so folks can just click in and the public can also see like what folks have asked for in terms of a future agenda item. So if anyone has any thoughts right now, great. If not, that's totally fine. Okay. I am seeing none. Any last final thoughts or questions, before I entertain a motion to adjourn? Go ahead, Devin.
I'd be that guy. I was curious, are we still pursuing the trainings from Assistant Chief Komoski? I know that kind of got put on, but I know I would have still liked to do that for the 2026 year. So was curious about that.
Yes, we are still working on getting those scheduled. I will say it has been a little difficult to do that just because there have been so many moving parts in getting us to choose our interim independent monitor and to bring on Mika to assist us. So, but moving forward, yes, we will make sure that that is scheduled in for 2026. And if folks, I know that Chioma sent out a doodle poll, I believe, a while ago, just asking what folks' availability is around some of those dates. And I know it's really hard because we're a large body to try to get everyone outside of just our regular board meetings or committee meetings to have something to be done. But no, we'll work with I'll work with Chioma and Mika to get something out to board members to schedule those for sure. So I'll add that as a future item. Thank you, Devin. Go ahead, Ms. Carlotta.
Hi, does that the training, does that include the ride-alongs that we discussed?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, thoughts? Okay. So, yes, thank you all for being here. If you celebrate holidays, happy holidays. If you don't, still have a great winter break. If you have a winter break, if not, just enjoy winter. And go ahead, Ms. Carlotta.
I was just going to do a motion when you finish talking.
Okay, I am done talking so I can warm up. So go ahead, Ms. Carlotta.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay, so a motion to adjourn has been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Stephanie seconded. Is there any objections to adjourning at 7:18? Okay, there is none. We are adjourned. Thank you all so much for being here tonight and happy December.
Thank you. Helen,
See
can you
y'all in
stay a sec?
2026.
Hey, Helen.